Let your name be glorified. I give you glory and the honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. I give you glory and the honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. I give you glory and the honor. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. I give you glory and the honor. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are my Father, let your name be glorified. You are my Father, let your name be glorified. I give you glory and the honor. You are my Father, let your name be glorified. I give you glory. Father, let your name be glorified. All the other gods, they are the works of man, but you are the Most High God. There is none all the other gods, they are the works of man, but you are the Most High God. There is none like you, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. God, Jehovah, you are the Most High God. You are the Most High God, Jehovah, you are the Most High God, Jehovah, you are the Most High God, Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, 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 you are the Most High God. Shiri barakabo sararaba, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, yeri bashana barabanda rabashani bayana rabulaka shiri. Yere bana na 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 bukomba kaya raba sana na 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 tu shikiri ba yere ba shana na na bukomba kaya raba sana na 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 ba ya bukoba shikiri ba ya karabosi Kiri bara baka yara boram baya kara vashi kiri baya gara bo sen diri ya kara bo sara bo shi kiri başa kanda rara rara bo se diri baya ra baka şen diri baya kara bo sari yara bo şakari başa kiri bara rara rara başa kara bo santa rara rara bo şi yeri baram bariri geri baya kara bo şi diri bara baka şata da tara bo sari diri diri baya rara rara bo şekere ba yere ba ya kara bo sandari ri ri ba şana ra kara ba şana tari ri ri ba ta kara bo sene ne ne ba ya ra 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 bo şana kasa ri 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 ba şana ka ba sada and it is the most high God there is none like him I've searched the love I've not found any other like him oh God oh Jehovah I've searched the love and I've found none like my father None like my Lord, none like my King. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The one who sent his only son to die for us. Oh, just to make us his sons, the sons of God. Oh, he is the most high God. I've never seen a God like this who died for his own. Oh, yes, Lord, he gave up himself. He gave up his life for us. Oh. Yeah, he left his place of authority just for us. Oh, yes, the Lord, I've never seen a God like this. I've never seen a God like this. I've never seen a God like him. Sharaba sharaba shikere baya rabo sandiri baka shakiri baya tatarabo sikun. Rivaya Karabosan, just lift up your voice and worship the Father. Karabashed, just worship the Father. He is the one who loves you before you even knew yourself, before you even knew your name. Before you even were in your mother's womb, he'll love you, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you, he still loves you. Oh, that's it why he died for you, he still loves you, he still loves you. Oh yes, sharaba karaba sararaba sanda tiririri boya. Oh, raba shiririri baya karaba sararaka bayanda tiririri ba. Moko ba shiririri baya karabu sundo riri ba shakaraba sadiririri ba karabu sodiriri ba shakaraba sararara bo sararara. Indiriri ba rakaba shiririri. Dede karabasa da 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 bo she dede de ba sha da da karabasa da dede remaya karabuso da 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 she karabuso da dede dede karabasa da 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 karabasa da 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 re karibasa da 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 bo sa da da karabuso da 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 karabushi dede remaya karabasa da 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 bo she karabasa da 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 she dede karabasa da 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 ba she da 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 re karibaya karabuso da dede ba she karabasa da 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 karabasa da 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 karabasa da da remaya karabasa da 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 bo she da da karabasa da 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 karabasa da da re karibaya karabasa da 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 karabasa da 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 karabuso da dede ba ye karabasa da 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 makashi dede 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 ba karabusa da di re karibasa da 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 ba she dede ah she karabusa ayan taraba da ba ye karabusa da oh she karaba da 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 ba ye karabusa da Rava Casada, Diri, Rabasha, Carabo, Sada, Yereva, Ricaba, Ricabo, Shakadaba, Sada, Rica, Shikidi, Bayakaba, Shakada, Rebaya, Carabada, Bo, Shikidi, Basada, Nakaba, Shadi. Brought my sacrifice. I'll bring more than a song. Today I bought myself. I am your worship. Receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. Accept this living sacrifice. I am your worship. Father God, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for the chance that you've given us to hear from you and to be taught by you, oh God. We don't take it for granted. We know it's your mercy, it's your grace, it's your kindness, oh God. You're welcome this morning. Speak to us, you're welcome, even as we gather to worship you, God, as we gather to adore you. Thank you that indeed you're exalted above all things. You are exalted in the heavens, you're exalted on the earth. Indeed, you do mighty things in our lives, Jesus. You cover us, you shelter us. You are our friend, you are our redeemer, you are our portion. Indeed, you make a way for us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We lift up your name, we glorify you, Lord. Indeed, you are God, you're a good Father, you are King. Indeed, there's no one else like you. God, indeed, you surround us with your love, you surround us with your grace, you surround us with your mercy. We have seen your faithfulness, we've seen your hand, we've seen your kindness, oh God, oh God, Jesus. We need you more and more. We need you more and more, we need you more and more. We need you more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. Korabasare ne 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 ba ya ra 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 bo sharaba kasare ne ne ba. We need you more and more. We need you more and more, 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 Lord. I need you more and more, oh God. I need you in my life. I need you in my family more and more, oh God. I need you more and more, I need you more in my marriage, oh God. I need you more and more, I need you more in my workplace. I need you more and more in my ministry. I need you more in this city, in this nation, in this workplace, in this place, oh God. I need your favor, I need your favor, koraba shara bosa na 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 baya na 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 baya bosa kan bara bosa na kabaya kara bosa ni rakabosa na 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 bosa kara basa ni 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 koraba kasha na ni 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 bosa kara basa ni 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 na 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 bosa ni aya bosa ni 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 baya rabosa ni 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 baya rabosa kara basa ni 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 basa da kasa da. Nothing is impossible with you, Lord. Nothing is impossible with you, oh God. 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 Nothing is impossible with you. Oh, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good, God is good all the time, all the time. Yeah, praise God. I thank God for another morning that God has given us to gather in his presence. Indeed, it takes his mercy, it takes his grace, it takes his kindness and his faithfulness. And indeed, you are blessed to be here. And I know that God has a definite plan for your life. And thank you for consistently joining in. Indeed, it is a blessing that to know that you are connected. And please feel free to share, to comment, to subscribe, and just let others get to know what God is saying and what God is doing. And let's learn of God as we grow in Him. Yeah, amen. So it's a blessing. You can find us on Facebook, Spirit and Life, and also as well on YouTube. Yeah, so today we've been just reflecting back. We've been learning on being filled with the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, we started looking at praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, and then we've also talked about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And one of the things about being baptized in the Holy Spirit is that we saw that it's a second experience that happens when we give our lives to Jesus. And the first experience is where the Spirit regenerates us and we receive that new life. We become born again. We are born from above. We are given the life of God in us, which in Greek is referred to as Zoe. So we have the Zoe life of God within us. It's a life of God in us, and it's a life of God that it's that treasure in hidden in jars of clay that no man can see, but it is of God. And that is a substance of God that gives us life. And when we have that life of God within us, the Zoe life of God, then we have the Spirit of God in us. It generates us, it gives us birth, and we are born spiritually. So we become born again. You become born of the Spirit. And when you are now born of the Spirit, you're born as a baby. So you're spiritually immature, or you're spiritually a baby, and you need to grow in the things of the Spirit for you to be able to be effective and to have the full potential that God would have wanted you to express. So one thing that we must know is that God has given us His Spirit as a deposit. You know, the Bible tells us that He has given us His Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance, especially for us who are the saints. Now, when we look at that, and that's when we look at what that means, it means to us that when God has given us His Spirit as a deposit, it means that it is the amount or the extent to which that we exercise that deposit, is the extent to which that we exercise that grace, is the extent to which that we engage Him, you know, is the extent to which that we do something with Him. And He is a seal, you know. When someone gives you a deposit, it's more of like capital. And that is because the Spirit, when He comes to us, He comes with dynamite power. That is dunamis. That means it's potential latent power. And this power, you can exercise it or you can choose not to exercise it. Now, as we say that the Holy Spirit is not a power, but He grants power. Now, if we think of the Holy Spirit as a power, we might find that we are using Him. But when we think of Him as a person, we realize that He can use us. And when we yield ourselves to be used by Him, He releases the power in us. He releases the authority in us. And that authority is what we use for dominion. Now, when we think of power and authority, you know, authority is licensed power. Like you could say the state has power, like the country or the president has power, but he all authorizes or he delegates his authority to the believers. He delegates his authority, or rather, if it is a president, to his ministers, and his ministers further delegate to the officers and or to the policemen, and this, they exercise authority. But the power lies in the president, or the power lies in the state. Right? Likewise, also, when the Holy Spirit comes to give us the power, that power is delegated power, in that we operate in the power that is of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit grants us that power, and we are granted a license, and that license is the authority that we can exercise.
Now, authority is based on your submission to God. Imagine if you are an ambassador, and as an ambassador, you're sent to another country to represent. So when you're sent, you're given the full authority of your president. And as you go to that land or to that other place, unless you are consistent with the word of your president, you will not be representing them effectively. And if you don't represent effectively, then you will put your nation in bad light. And apart from that, you will be recalled because they will see that you're not representing the nation effectively. Likewise, in the things of God and in the spirit, in the spiritual world, when we are born again, we become God's children. But you see, until we grow to the point of maturity, until we grow as spiritual, from spiritual immature to becoming spiritually mature, God does not grant us the license to represent Him. Yes, we will have the desire. Yes, we may be eager. But there is a place where God grants you the authority to represent Him. And that is the place where you grow into maturity and where He is sure that He can trust you, that whatever He sends you to do, whatever He asks you to do, that you shall do it. And how do we see authority or this represented even in the life of Jesus? I mean, you can see how Jesus describes His work. He says that, "I only do what I see my Father do." That means that Jesus could have had the authority and the power, Jesus had the power to heal everyone that He wanted. He had the power to do whatever kind of miracles that He had, but He could only do what He saw the Father do. That means he was a son in obedience. Now, obedience is, I would rather call it, it's the most important aspect of the Christian walk. Because many times we can be focusing on the sacrifices that we give. You can be focusing on the times that you fast. You can be focusing on the number of hours that you prayed. You can be focusing so much on the number of songs that you've sung, the number of gifts that you've given, the number of people that you've encouraged, the number of missions that you've gone. But there are things that God expects us to do, and that is the place of obedience. And just today, so that you can look at Romans, I wanted us to look at Romans chapter 12. And it speaks of the place of the personal offering of oneself to God. And Romans chapter 12 says, verse 1, and it says that, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect." I'll read in King James. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service," which is your act of worship. "And do not be not conformed to this world, but ye be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." Now, when we ask ourselves, you know, when you've come to know the Lord as your, Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God expressed His mercy, God expressed His forgiveness, God expressed His grace to you, and by that you have come under the mercies of God. Think of it that if we were, our sins were to be counted against us, none of us will stand. If God were to remember every wrong thing that we have done, we will not be able to stand, and will not be able to be to come before His presence. But God expressed His mercy to us. He sent His only Son to die for us. And when we accept that forgiveness, when we accept that mercy of God, then we receive forgiveness of God, and we are translated from a kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and God becomes our Father. And that's the most important aspect of our relationship with God, in that is that God becomes our Father. Now, when he becomes our Father, then he asks us, I urge you, brethren, I beseech you. You can see Paul is addressing the Romans, and he's telling them that God has done all this for you, but now you have a responsibility. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, by the grace of God, by the favor of God, by the strength of God. Remember, we've been learning about the grace of God, that it is not your human effort, but it is a grace-empowered effort that helps you to know God, to present your bodies, to offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. Every part of us needs to be offered to God. I know many times people will be like, oh no, I don't need to offer my body, it's just my soul that is, or my spirit that is holy and all that. But God asks us that ye offer your bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Now think of it this way, when the Israelites were commanded by God, for the sin offering or for whatever offering that they were to bring, an animal that was considered of a certain age, maybe 1 year, that did not have any blemish, was not lame or blind or having any illness, and this they were to offer it as a sacrifice. Now what would happen is that the animal would have to be killed, and when it is killed, then the blood that is shed is the one that now is applied and offers an exchange for this person. But you see, when God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross, he was the last and final sacrifice that God needs in terms of blood. So he has already made peace for us through his son. But then he still asks us now that you have, Christ has died for you, Christ has shed his blood for you, and you have accepted it, and you're now a new creation, then you have a responsibility. This is now the truth aspect of grace. Remember, we learned that Jesus Christ came from the Father full of grace and truth. So after he has come full of grace, he has accorded you the grace. Now you need to learn the truth, and you need to walk according to the truth. Now, what is that truth? The truth is that we need to offer our bodies, present our bodies as a living sacrifice. That means that we are not at the place where it's not that we are now going to commit suicide, no, but rather we are at the place where we offer everything that concerns us, our lives, our thoughts, our resources, our energy, and everything that we do must live for God. That means that it is a sacrifice, it is an offering, it is a worship to God, but as we're offering it, it lives for God. So your life, the question you need to ask yourself, if you are a living sacrifice, is, does your life live for God? In your thoughts, do you live for God? In your workplace, are you living for God? Are you just working for money, or are you working for purpose? You know, are you working as a worship to God? When the Bible tells us that whatsoever you do, be it in word or in deed, do it as if you're doing it for the Lord. Are you doing that for the Lord, or is it just for yourself? So we have a responsibility to offer ourselves. Now you see, no one can offer yourself on your behalf. There are aspects in our Christian walk that takes us alone to do. That means that God cannot pray on your behalf. God cannot fast on your behalf. God cannot give on your behalf. God cannot touch the poor on your behalf. No, there are things that are called spiritual disciplines, that these are things that God expects you to do in your responsibility, in your worship, in your following with Christ, in your walking with Christ. And this is what we call you offering yourself as a living sacrifice. Grace does not excuse us from the responsibilities that we need to do to maintain our relationship with God. Rather, grace empowers us to do those responsibilities and to fulfill the things that God expects of us. So do not use grace as an excuse not to meet, not to pray. Do not use grace as an excuse not to read the word. Do not use grace as an excuse not to prepare, but use grace as an enablement for you to do the work that God needs you to do. Grace is divine enablement, the enablement for God to fulfill the work of ministry. Grace is divine enablement to fulfill the works of ministry. Yes, there is the saving grace, which we have talked about, which is the grace that God offers his mercy by which he sent his son to die for us. But enabling grace is also the aspect of grace, which is the power that God gives you, the power through the Holy Spirit that God gives you to fulfill your part of the covenant. And you see, it's clear. The Bible says that, fault was found with the first covenant because the people were not willing. They were not able to keep it because it is not easy to keep it. But you see, the new covenant that comes with the empowerment of God to help you keep his covenant. So there are things that God expects us to continue to find the grace to do. There are things that we might have found hard to do in the old covenant, but in the new covenant, God empowers us to do it by his Spirit. So what I'm trying to say is that you have been empowered, you are empowered by the Spirit of God to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. So that tells us that not every person is accepted by God. Not every sacrifice is accepted by God. But there is a kind, there is a type that God accepts. And that kind that God accepts is the one that is offered willingly, the one that is offered in knowledge, and the one that is offered by a person that is in obedience to him. That means you can't live the way you want and expect that when you come to offer your sacrifices, they will just be acceptable. Your life of sacrifice is what guarantees the kind of authority that you demonstrate, the kind of authority that you offer to the world, and the kind of results that you will produce. And remember, this results is not just necessarily in your place of ministry, for those who are in ministry, but these results are in every aspect of your life, be it in your marriage, be it in your family, be it in ministry, be it in your workplace, be it in business. If you need to exercise authority comes from a source, and that source is the obedience that you give to God. The Bible is telling us today, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And most importantly is, as you offer your bodies to Christ, you need to be transformed in your mindset. This world has a set pattern of thinking. This world has ideas, that ideology. Someone said that the world is run by dead men, basically meaning that the world is run by dead men ideologies. Now, unless you renew your mind, unless you renew your thought pattern, unless you renew your thinking, your behavior pattern, by conforming it to the word of God, you will not be renewed. You will not know the will of God for you. It is only the word of God. It is only the word of God that has the capacity to transform our minds. It has the capacity to transform our thoughts, our thinking into the heart of God, into knowing the will of God, and into knowing the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. There's a place where God wants you to go. There's a perfect will that God wants for you. You will only find it when you continually offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, and also when you choose to pattern yourself according to the word of God. And in these days and age, we have so many things that are contradicting to the word. There are many people who have lost, they have copied the customs of the world, and they have labeled them in church, and they have labeled them and converted them to various things that they want. But God tells us, do not copy, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let us be renewed in our mind this morning. Let us ask God to give us his word, to teach us his ways, to renew our mind, to renew our thought patterns, and then that we might know his will, and that we will be changed into a new person, and we will know what God's good and pleasing and perfect will is. This is your worship. This is the most important worship that you can give to God. I know people will want to sing songs, they would want to, take time, but the most important worship that you can give is to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Let your life show that you are one that is sold out for Christ. I want to pray with you, and I know maybe you've been there, you've been wondering how to carry on this Christian walk, how to continue in faith, or maybe you're far away from the faith, but I want to tell you that this Holy Spirit is an enabler. It gives you the ability to live the walk of salvation, to live a holy life, to teach you to understand God. It is not an excuse. The grace of God is an enabler. And if you start thinking of the Holy Spirit as one who enables you, all you need to do is ask Him, Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. And when you ask Him, in an instant He will speak to you and He will answer you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word that you've given us to understand the importance of our responsibility of offering ourselves as a living sacrifice to you. And I thank you for my brother, my sister who was surrendering and submitting themselves to your Lordship, that Lord, may you teach them the right way, may you teach them the right purpose, may you cleanse them of their sins and give them the power to overcome sin, give them the power to live holy lives, give them the power to be transformed in the renewal of their mind by knowing your way, by knowing your ways. And I pray that you may reveal your will to them, that they shall know the good, pleasing, and perfect will that you have for them. And indeed, may everything that you accord for their lives, may it turn out for good. May they experience your goodness in everything that they do, for the praise and honor of your holy name. I pray all this, trusting and believing in Jesus' mighty name. We pray and believe. Amen. Let's meet again tomorrow, as the Lord allows. Shalom.